All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter number 13. So we're going through the book of Matthew, learning all about the book that Matthew wrote to the Jewish believers that are members of the church at Jerusalem. Remember, Matthew was named as one of the 120 disciples that were in the upper room at the church at Jerusalem. So he's definitely a church member, and he's also an apostle recruited by Jesus Christ. And then he's a disciple, church member, then he became an apostle. As an apostle, he also held office in the church as a pastor or a church leader, because all the 12 apostles were pastors, or they held an office. The book of Acts, Luke calls it bishopric. So Pastor Matthew is writing to strengthen the brethren in the Jerusalem assembly. And of course, that assembly exploded and planted churches all over the then known world. And so there were many largely Jewish congregations that were planted because of the persecution in Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 8, and Acts chapter 9. But in order to encourage the Jewish believers that living for Christ is worth it, because Jesus is a coming and returning King, Messiah. And so Matthew explains how Jesus presented himself to the nation of Israel as the Messiah, and Israel rejected him. Yan ang contents ng Matthew chapter 11. Rineject siya ng mga bayan ng Israel. Tapos sa chapter 12, rineject siya ng mga Pharisees and scribes and the religious leaders. So the political religious leadership of the nation of Israel rejected their king. So he was rejected by the nation in chapter 11. He's rejected by the leaders in chapter 12. And so now Jesus turns, and because of their relationship with him of rejection, he rejected Israel as well. So remember, Jesus is the king. He offered to Israel the kingdom, pero tinanggihan siya. Rineject siya. So ngayon, bubuksan na ni Jesus yung kingdom, hindi lang para sa Israel. And now he begins to open the kingdom of heaven opportunity, and definitely it begins in salvation. He is now opening up the whole. Kaya sa Matthew 11, sabi doon, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not just the Jews anymore, but even the Gentiles. And certainly the postponement of the kingdom. So ang plano ng Diyos talaga, he would come as a king. He would be received as king by Israel. He would die on the cross for the sins of the world. And then he would be buried, and that he would resurrect. And he would then implement the tribulation period, the rapture in the tribulation period, and then establish his kingdom at the end of that. So naging maikli na sana ang plano ng Diyos. Pero dahil, because Israel rejected their king, God expanded his plan. Now, his plan never changed. There's no change in the sovereign plan of God. Ang plano talaga ng Diyos na itaguyod yung kanyang kingdom dito sa lupa. And that is still in our future. That is going to happen. We don't know when, but we do know at least it's 7 years in our future. At least 7 years from the time of the rapture of the believers. So now, Matthew chapter 13, Jesus begins to show us parables. And he begins to use a way of teaching called parabolic instruction. So, dati, kung nagtuturo ang Panginoong Jesucristo, he would teach in linear truth, he would declare truth, and then he would use a parable to illustrate the truth. But now Jesus shifts, and now he's not just using a parable to illustrate truth. He's now using parables to instruct people. And he doesn't explain the parable to everybody. He only explains the parable really to his disciples. Now, why would he do that? Well, there's a principle here. Yung mga ayaw makinig sa salita ng Diyos, pababayaan ng Diyos yun. Yung mga gustong makinig sa salita ng Diyos, yun ine-explain ng Panginoon yung saysay ng salita ng Diyos. And that's how the teaching ministry of Christ shifted. He begins to conceal truth to those who have no interest in truth. And he begins to reveal truth to those who are interested in truth. So, suriin ninyo yung sarili nyo. Kung interested kayo mag-aral ng salita ng Diyos, yun, papayagan kayo ng Holy Spirit at ng Diyos na maunawaan ang kanyang salita. Kung may interest kayo. Now, kung ang tao walang interest sa salita ng Diyos, pababayaan ng Diyos yan. Hindi i-explain ng Diyos yung katotohanan. This Matthew 13 is what we would call the parables of the kingdom of heaven. So Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is the principles of the kingdom of heaven, the Mount, a Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 13 is the parables of the kingdom. Tapos pagdating natin, when we get to Matthew chapter 24 and 25, that will be considered the prophecy concerning the kingdom of heaven. So Matthew is all about the kingdom of heaven for over 30 times. And only in the book of Matthew will we find the phrase kingdom of heaven. So we'll look at the parables of the kingdom of heaven. But look at chapter 13. Let's go ahead and read verse number 1 hanggang verse number 3. We'll pray and then we'll ask the Lord to bless this message. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Let's read it together. Ready? The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables. Let's pray.
Behold, the sower went forth to sow.
Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you that truth not received will be concealed, and truth that is received will be revealed and explained. And the difference is the heart condition of the listener. I pray that you give me strength, Lord, to proclaim the truth of the scriptures, and that we would see these wonderful things in the scriptures, and we would consider these things, Lord. We ask your hand of blessing upon us now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so, pansinin ninyo ang sabi sa verse number 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables. Well, who's the them? He spake many things to great multitudes. This is a mixed multitude. Some of them are his disciples. A majority of them are not his disciples. They were probably people that were wanting to hear, what is this guy teaching? Who is this guy? What's he saying? Let me just listen in on this guy. So he spake many things unto them in parables. The word parable means placing beside. Placing beside. Now, when you ride a jeepney and you want to stop the jeepney, and the jeep will stop and go to the side to let you out, you know what you tell them? Para. Para. Oh, that's parable. It's the same idea. Placing aside. So here's a story, most likely fictitious, made up, but there are parallels in the story to reality and truth. So here's a parable, for example, in chapter 3. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Well, then, later somewhere in this, and we'll look at it next week, we won't look at it today, we will know who the sower is. We will know what the seed is. And we will know what the soils are. We're going to learn about the parable of the sower and the seed and the soil next week. For today, I just want to explain why Jesus shifted from linear truth, explaining biblical truth, expositing scripture, to suddenly he now veils the truth in a form of a parable, a parallel story, a placing aside, beside, a comparison, or a similitude, or a side-by-side comparison. It's a story with a truth, meaning, or meanings that are tucked in figure. An extended simile. So, nag-iba ang style ni Jesus Christ. Kung dati nagtuturo siya ng katotohanan, tapos gagamit siya ng parable para maggawing example. Halimbawa, you remember in Matthew chapter 7 where Jesus said, "If you hear and do, you are like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And if you're a listener but you're not a doer, you're a foolish man who built your house upon a sand." Okay, so the wise man is likened unto those who listen and do the word of God. The foolish man is illustrated by the people who hear the word of God, but they don't do the word of God. It's foolishness. But now Jesus is teaching parables without explanation. He just, all of a sudden, he's sitting in a boat. So there's a whole multitude of people. They want to hear Jesus. They're not necessarily his disciples. Now, he has some disciples in the multitude, but a majority are just listeners. They just want to hear Jesus. And then he just begins to say, "A sower went forth to sow. Some seeds fell by the wayside. And because the ground was hard, the birds came, ate it. Some seeds fell by the stony side. And it cropped up, but then the sun came and they died. Some seeds fall by the thorny side. And the cares of the world, the thorns, choke up that seed. And seed, the plant dies. But some seeds came in the good ground. And those seeds sprung up, some 30, some 60, and so on and so forth. And that's it. Yun lang. Hindi niya binigyan ng explanation. Hindi niya binigyan ng saysay. And so the disciples were curious about that. "Lord, why are you teaching in parables?" Now, there's a shift. There's a change. Well, it's because Israel decided to reject the king. And so because they rejected the king rejected them. And now Jesus is interested in giving truth to people who are interested in truth. He doesn't waste his time with people who reject the truth. And so this teaches us, we want everybody to know the truth, but we will not spend time with people who are rejecting the truth. We will make sure to take care of disciples who want to know the truth. And so that's where we find these things. So look at verse number, chapter 13, verse 11. Chapter 13, verse 11. "But he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you." All right, so tingnan mo yung mga pronouns. Earlier in verse number 3, he spake many things unto them in parables. That's the great multitude. But in verse number 11, the truth of the parables don't pertain to the great multitude. They pertain to you, corporate. This is the church. These are the disciples, the baptized disciples of Christ. "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." Oh, meron palang mystery form ang kingdom of heaven. Well, yes. So, let's explain that real quick. You remember our timeline, our biblical timeline. Old Testament. Jesus died on the cross and he resurrected from the grave. This is the New Testament. Ano ang susunod na event from the New Testament? Tribulation period. Ilang taon nito? 7 years na parating na lockdown. So that's that. And then here we'll have the millennial kingdom. Gaano katagal ang millennial? 1,000 years. Na paghahari ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa mundong ito. But Jesus Christ will rule and reign as king here. So this is an overall perspective of biblical history. Okay? So nasaan na kaya tayo? We are here. Nandito tayo. Okay? So anong taon pinako si Jesus Christ sa krus? So 30 AD. He was crucified 30 AD. Ano na tayo ngayon? 2024 AD. Okay? Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. Kaya itong mga taon na ito, dito tayo. We're 2024. So, at least naka 2,000. Mga ano yan? What is this? 2024 minus 30. What? 1994. Tama? Okay. So, halos aabot na tayo ng 2,000. We're almost at 2,000 years from the time that Christ died on the cross. So, etong time na ito, this here, this period of time, nakasama tayo, this is the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Ito ang kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the millennial kingdom. Ilalagay ng Diyos yung kanyang kaharian sa langit, dadali niya yan sa lupa. This is the kingdom of heaven manifestation. Manifested. Ipapakita niya, ipapahayag niya. Makikita ta, there will be a literal kingdom of heaven established in Jerusalem, and the one in charge is Jesus Christ. He will be the king in the kingdom of heaven. So this is going to happen. Now, currently, the kingdom of heaven is in mystery form. It is not manifested. It's in mystery. Kaya tingnan mo yung sinabi dyan, verse 11, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So, sabi ng Panginoon, kayong mga disipulo na interesado sa katotohanan, ituturo ko sa inyo yung mga parables, yung kahulugan ng mga parables, para maunawaan ninyo yung mystery form ng kingdom of heaven. Kasi itong parable at saka mystery form, hindi yan para sa mga hindi interesado. Yung mga ayaw makinig, yung mga pasaway, yung mga hindi sumusunod sa salita ng Diyos, nireject na nila ako. Kaya re-reject ko na rin sila. Itatago ko ngayon ang katotohanan. So, look at how he conceals this. Look at chapter 13. Tingnan mo ang verse... let's see here. Verse number 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Okay? So, kaya ko tinuturo ito sa inyo, mga disipulo, kasi kung sino ang meron at ginagamit yung alam nilang katotohanan, dadagdagan ko pa yan ng katotohanan. Dadagdagan ko pa yan ng liwanag. Dadagdagan ko pa yan ng doktrina na hindi tinatanggap ng mga hindi nakikinig. So Israel had the opportunity. They were given light, but they rejected the king, and God is now taking that opportunity away. He that hath will be given more. He that hath not, will his stuff will be taken. The light of God's word will be taken from him. And this is why it's very important, when you know the Bible, to agree with the Bible and to live the Bible and to follow the principles of the Word of God. Because if you know the Bible and you reject the truth of the Scriptures, God will remove the light from your life.
Hindi ka bulag kasi ligtas ka. Pero yung buhay mo parang hindi ligtas. Napapansin ba ninyo? Kristiyano ako, pero wala akong kapayapaan. Paano yun? Kasi hindi mo sinusunod yung alituntunin ng salita ng Diyos.
And so you don't have these things because it was given to you, and instead of living the Bible, you discard the Bible. Now you're still saved. Because once you're born again, you're always saved. But man, your life seems like you're not saved. Where's your joy? Where's your peace? Where's the victory? Where's the grace? Where's the answer to prayers? So, verse number 13. Therefore, I spake to them in parables. Jesus says, you know what? That's the reason why I'm using parables of the kingdom of heaven. It's because Israel hardened their hearts. They don't want to listen to God. And so because they don't want to listen to God, God doesn't want to listen to them. And God will reject them. Verse number 13, therefore spake I unto them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. So they had the opportunity to hear. They had the opportunity to see. They saw the Messiah. I mean, imagine that. You see the king. And yet you're saying, you're not my king. You're the Messiah? You're the king? Oh? You? I'm not going to receive you as my king. I'm not going to receive you as Messiah. You're the Lord? Oh, no. Not you. They rejected him. And so, because they rejected him, in seeing, they see not. In hearing, they heard John the Baptist. They heard Jesus preach. In hearing, they hear not. And from him shall be taken away even that he hath. So neither do they understand. Now verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. So here's a prophecy given by Isaiah. Again, Matthew records how Jesus said, this is a fulfillment of Scripture. Well, what Scripture are we talking about? The book of Isaiah. Well, see, let's see here. Verse number 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing he shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing he shall see, and shall not perceive, for this people's heart is wax gross. Okay, now, the King James English, wax gross is very King James. Ang ibig sabihin ng wax. Wax means to grow. Gross means to grow grossly, big. So the people's heart has grown grossly, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. Who closed their eyes? They did. Nagbulag-bulagan sila. Nagbingi-bingian sila. Dahil yung puso nila ay salungat sa Diyos. So question, let me ask you a question. If a person rejects the Lord, whose fault is it? It's his fault. It's their fault. See, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them or save them. Tandaan nyo, pag ang tao hindi ligtas at may nagbibigay sa kanya ng katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, siya ay responsible. Hindi ako na nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Yung tumatanggap dapat sa salita ng Diyos, siya ang responsible. Kaya kung nagmamatigas yung puso, ayaw tanggapin ng Panginoon, lagot siya. And this is exactly what Isaiah is talking about. So where do we find that? Isaiah chapter 6. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. So Matthew records Jesus teaching this, and again, It's a fulfillment of Scripture. Isn't that interesting? Matthew is all about fulfilling of Old Testament Scripture. Let me just say this. Matthew is purposefully the first book of the New Testament because it bridges the gap between the old and the new. And so that's why it's a favorite theme in the book of Matthew, the fulfillment of Scripture. So we saw all that from the when we first preached in the book of Matthew. We said the Scriptures fulfilled this, He fulfilled this, He fulfilled this, He fulfilled this. Well, here's some more fulfillment of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse number 9. And He said, "Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat," that's wax gross, "and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand and with their heart and convert and be healed." Okay, so that's, and the Lord was paraphrasing the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 9 and verse number 10. So, tingnan mo naman ang verse number 16. Go to Matthew 13 verse 16. Let's read on here. Matthew 13, 16. "But blessed are your eyes." Whose eyes? The disciples' eyes. The baptized disciples. His church. His people. "But blessed are your eyes." Why? "For they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, but have not heard them." So Jesus is saying, you know what, baptized disciples, your Jewish church over here, you're blessed because you're seeing the King, you're hearing the message of the King, and all the Old Testament prophets and all the Old Testament saints, they would have loved to hear and see the King. That's talking about Abraham. And of course, Abraham saw some pre-incarnate Christ. But imagine being an Old Testament saint. Now, Old Testament saints look forward to the Messiah. New Testament saints look back. No? Tayo bilang post-New Testament believers, we look back to the cross. We go back to the cross. And we thank God for Jesus' sacrifice. Kasi kung hindi siya namatay, walang kabayaran para sa kasalanan natin. Right. So we review. Yung New Old Testament believers naman, sila naman, umaasa dumating na sana ang Messiah para maging tubos sa ating mga kasalanan. And so, how fortunate yung mga New Testament believers dito sa Church ni Jesus Christ. And so he begins to explain the parables to them. So, kapag ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos tinatanggihan ng tao, sumasailalim sila sa sumpa ng Diyos. Yung kabingian nila, yung kabulagan nila, akala nila ginagawa nila yon, pero yung pala, sumpa na pala yun ng Diyos. Their blindness and their dullness of hearing, their wax gross heart, it's not just their choice, it's also a sign of a judgment from God. Let me say it like this. If you're under the preaching of the Word of God and you despise the Word of the Lord, you will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. So yung parabolic instruction, there were some parables that were spoken to the multitude. And there are some parables that are spoken specifically to the disciples. And so that's what the chapter 13 is all about. Parables spoken to the multitudes, parables spoken to the disciples. And we're going to look at that next week. Okay? We're going to look at that next week. But what I want you to see is whatever word of God that you know, God will hold you accountable for those. He will hold you personally responsible for the truth that the Word of God shows you. Okay? Knowledge of God brings responsibility. No? Kung alam mo ang salita ng Diyos, you are responsible to accomplish and fulfill the Word of God. You are personally responsible. Tingnan mo, chapter 13, look at verse number 35. Chapter 13, verse 35. Let's look at verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. Definitely a shift, a change in his style. Now he's using parables as instruction from here on out. Verse 35, here's the purpose. That it might be fulfilled, again, fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying, I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. So Matthew says, another reason why Jesus is preaching in parable instruction is because he's fulfilling Old Testament scripture. Now, what prophet, what Old Testament passage is he referring to? Well, this is talking about Asaph in Psalm number 78. Let's go to Psalm 78. Psalm number 78. All right. So Psalm 78, this is a masculine of Asaph. So Psalm 78, let's see, and let's see here. Verse number 1 and 2, let's look at that. Psalm 78, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 78, masculine of Asaph, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. So, yan palang nagsasalita dito ay si Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ. And Asaph is writing about the time when Jesus will be opening his mouth and speaking in parabolic instruction because Israel rejected him. And so Christ is fulfilling scripture. So another reason why he speaks in parables to fulfill scripture. So he speaks in parable instruction to reveal truth to believers, to conceal truth to unbelievers, and to fulfill scripture. So now, we have the idea of parables. Alam na natin kung anong parables. Mga kwento na ihinalin tulad ng Diyos yung mga bagay na yan sa katotohanan. We know the context of the Lord's use of parables, parabolic instruction. Well, we know Israel rejected the king, and so he's now concealing truth as a form of judgment. And he speaks parables to the multitude, he speaks parables to the disciples, and he speaks parables to fulfill scripture. And everybody who has scripture is personally responsible for the truth that they have. Let me just say it like this. If you don't use the Bible, you will lose the Bible. Okay? Kung ganun naman talaga sa buhay, in your body, it's the same way. If you don't use your muscles and your body, you're going to lose it. Did you know that? That's why people exercise. That's why people move. That's why people function. Because if you don't train and exercise and move, you lose it. Sa mga estudyante, pag hindi nyo ginagamit ito, mawawala yan. Yeah? Kaya dapat pag nag-aaral kayo, talagang pagsikapan yung pag-aaral. Kasi pag hindi ginamit ito, nako, magiging malabo. Ano nga, ano kasi yun? Anong susunod sa A? Huh? A B? Ay, oo nga pala. Ano? Anong susunod sa B? Kasi, oo nga pala. Ano? So, it's the same with math. Did you notice that? I'm bad at math. Kasi hindi ko palagi ginagamit yung math. Especially, pagkatapos ng integers, algebra, ay nako. Linagyan pa ng A yung 1, 1A, B, 2, nako. Hinalo na yung letter sa number. Sinong kayang gumawa nito? Pagdating ko sa langit, hahanapin ko yung mga master na nag-start niya. Isang sampal lang. One lang. Just one. One times one equals one. One lang. But the principle is true. Israel did not submit themselves to the king, therefore they lost the kingdom. They lost the kingdom. So ngayon, Jesus opens the parables of the mysteries of the kingdom. He calls it a mystery. Balik tayo sa Matthew 13, verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. So, in order to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, he's going to share with them 8 parables. Ayan, 8. Math ulit. 8 parables in order to explain the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom of heaven here. Ang mystery sa Bible ay isang katotohanan na tinago ng Diyos na hindi alam ng mga saints na nakaraan. Okay? Look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 26. Colossians chapter 1 verse 26. Colossians 1:26. The Bible says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So Paul, let's see, this is Jesus' ministry. Ha? Lumipas ang ilang taon, Paul began his ministry. May mga mystery na ibinigay ng Diyos kay Paul lang. Na ipinahayag ng Diyos yung mga mystery kay Paul na tinago ng Diyos sa mga santo na nakaraan. A mystery in the scriptures is a biblical truth that had been hidden to the saints previous, but now has been revealed. So let me just say, a Bible mystery is not mystical. It's not secret, occultic, Gnostic, or it's not elitist knowledge or hidden. No, a biblical mystery is a truth that was previously withheld, but now is being revealed. So there are truths that Paul, that was, I'll give you an example, yung rapture. The rapture of the believers. That is a mystery. The Bible calls it the mystery of the changed bodies. We shall not all sleep. Behold, Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So Paul taught a mysterious change of bodies. Ito yun, over here, this is where it's supposed to take place. Yung rapture ng mga saved. Eh yung rapture pala, it was revealed in the time of Paul, not in the time of Christ. Therefore, in Matthew 24:25, Jesus is not teaching about the rapture. Ibang klase. That's a totally different set of teachings and doctrine, eschatology, compared to Paul. And by the way, because Paul revealed that truth of the rapture, the Old Testament prophets of the Old Testament, ang nakita nila yung sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. The Old Testament believers and prophets, they did not see the rapture. That's not in their... You go ahead and study Genesis to Malachi, you will not find anything about the rapture of the believers. It hasn't been revealed. It was only revealed to the Corinthian church by Paul. Behold, I show you a mystery. Even the Jerusalem believers didn't know about the rapture. Now, as soon as the scriptures were penned by Paul in Corinth and it was copied and and distributed, that's when they received the truth. Oh, okay, so we're to look for the rapture. We're to listen for the trumpet. We're to look for the glorious hope and the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. But until then, they had none of them. All the prophets saw was the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. They did, and they knew about the Antichrist. They knew about the beast because Daniel chapter 7, chapter 2, chapter 7, chapter 9 of Daniel talks about the Antichrist. They knew about this. They saw this. They saw his suffering. They saw his glory, but they didn't see the rapture. You know what else? The Old Testament believers, they didn't know about the church age. Wala silang alam patungkol sa church age. Ano yung church age, Brother Bill? Yan yung kapanahonan na tinaguyod ni Kristo yung church at mat-terminate yan sa rapture. When God raptures all the believers, the church age closes. Isasarado na ng Diyos. Kaya, kung may pagkakataon ka bilang mananampalataya na magsilbi sa Panginoon sa loob ng church, gawin mo na yan ngayon. Why? Kasi isasarado na ng Diyos yung church age. Matatapos na tayo kapag na-rapture na ang mga believers. Wala na hong church. Ang Israel, babalik yan sa temple. Magkakaroon ng third temple dito. Yung fourth temple dito. Pagdating ng tribulation, walang church. Tingnan mo ang Revelation chapter 3. Chapter 1, 2, and 3. Church. Pagdating sa chapter 4 hanggang 21, wala ng church. Why? Ayan, 7-year tribulation. And so Jesus is teaching us all this. And he's going to give us 8 parables to describe what's it going to be like during the absence of the king. He's describing our present day. So pag binasa mo yung Matthew 13, doon mo makikita, kaya pala ganito tayo. Kaya pala yung Christianity ganito. Kung gusto mong malaman kung bakit ganito ang lipunan natin, basahin mo yung Matthew 13. Nabubuhay ho tayo sa Matthew 13. Yung chapter ng buhay natin, Matthew 13. Anong gusto mo? Matthew 13 o Revelation 6? Ha? So the Lord reveals the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven parables. Paul reveals more mysteries. So sa Bible, I found 15 mysteries. And I have them in your study notes. So Jesus offers the mysteries of the kingdom parables. That's 8 parables. One mystery, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven form. Paul has about 11 mysteries. And Paul's mysteries, yung mystery ni Paul, ay binuksan ng Diyos yung mga Gentiles na pumasok sa salvation, na ma-save yung mga, hindi lang Israel, pati Gentile. Yun, hindi nakita ng mga propeta yun. Sa isip ng mga propeta, tatanggapin ng Israel ang kanilang hari, ipapako yung hari nila, at sila ang magiging Jehovah's Witnesses, at sila ang mag-witness sa mga Gentiles para maligtas ang Gentiles. Dito yun. Kaya lang, rineject ng Israel ang king, hindi alam ng propeta yon. So ngayon, si Paul, binigyan ng 11 mysteries. And so Paul now is explaining, well, Israel rejected the king, Gentiles are saved, Gentiles go in the kingdom first before Israel. He that is first shall be last, and he that is last shall be first. Tapos si John. Don't forget, ang pinaka-last apostle ay si John. Paul died somewhere around 65, 66 AD. John died 95, 96 AD. Tatlong mystery ang binigay ng Diyos kay John. And so I wrote it down for you here so that you have a... Para pag may time kayo, gusto nyong malaman yung mga mysteries ng Bible, you have the 15 mysteries right here. Ha, may final exam kayo. Biro lang. I'm just joking. Yung mga estudyante, ay nako, dagdag na naman. Alright, so... ang Matthew 13, pinapakita ng Panginoon, nako, ang labo na nito. Ayan, mas maganda na. Mas, this even got worse. I was hoping that it'd be cleaner. It's worse now. What in the world kind of eraser is this? So, Matthew 13, ay, nako. Mas malabo yan. Matthew 13, Old Testament, New Testament, seven years tribulation, and millennial kingdom. So Matthew 13 explains here.
Our time. At kung paano yung kingdom na postpone. Hindi, kumbaga, binigyan ng Diyos ng pagkakataon ng Israel na tanggapin siya, pero re-reject siya ng Israel, kaya binuksan ng Panginoon yung pagkakataon sa mga Gentiles. Tayo yun. And so this is where we are. And Matthew 13 explains exactly the characteristics of our day and age.
The Lord adds or reveals new truth relative to the kingdom of heaven and its timing. So kung tinanggap lang ng Israel si Jehovah, si Jesus Christ, edi sana wala na yung year 2000 siguro. 1990, wala na. Nakapasok na tayo sa millennial kingdom. Malamang isisilang tayo sa loob ng kingdom. Lalaki tayo, namumuno si Kristo sa Jerusalem, sasabihin niya, pumunta kayo sa templo. Sasabihin ko, ay nako, wag na lang. Tinatamad ako. Forget the king. O yun, lightning. Pak! Impyerno. Ganun na magiging mangyayari sa millennial. Balang araw, pag-aralan natin ang millennial kingdom. Okay? We will learn this. Kasi medyo familiar naman tayo dito. Medyo familiar tayo dito. Pero dito, baka hindi nyo alam yung mga biblical truth dito. Masarap pag-aralan yan. But the Lord is teaching us these things. And so in order to show us what's it like between the absence. So dito, absent ang king. He's absent. Where's the king today? Where's King Jesus? Yes, he's at the right hand of the Father on high in heaven. He's in heaven's throne. The body and the blood of Jesus Christ is in heaven. Third heaven. He is here in spirit. No, kasi ang pangako niya, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. So Jesus is spiritually with us. But physically, He is absent here on earth. So what's it gonna be like during the absence of the King? That is the kingdom of heaven in mystery form. That's this. And Matthew 13 will begin to give us explanation. So that's what we'll learn. We'll learn about the parables. And then when we're done, you're going to say, Kaya pala ganyan ang mundo natin. And hopefully we'll also be encouraged na mabuhay tayo para sa Panginoon ngayon, maglingkod tayo sa Panginoon ngayon habang may panahon tayo, kasi may parating pala na hatol ng Diyos para manumbalik ang Israel. So hindi pala tapos ang Diyos sa Israel. God still wants Israel. And so He's gonna bring judgment upon this world, including Israel, including everyone who's not saved. And in that 7 years, there will be people who get hardened in sin and will continue to reject the Lord. But thank God, there'll be some who will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Sila ang magiging tribulation believers, tribulation saints. Ganon din sa millennial kingdom. Meron din palang mga tao dito na yung puso nila, magmamatigas sila, i-reject nila si Jesus Christ at hahatulan sila ni Jesus Christ. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the introduction to the parables, Lord, that we would understand where we are in the calendar of God, and that we can see that there's a coming judgment, and that we need to labor for you while we still have time, and honor you and worship you in your local assembly of baptized disciples. And I pray your hand of blessing upon us as we delve into the scriptures next week and look into the mystery form of the kingdom of heaven, and that we will gain biblical insight into the day and age where we live in. I pray your hand of blessing upon us. Encourage our hearts to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.